Mr. Lopez, how are you?
Good, Tony. Good morning.
If you could define the last year of your tenure on the Board of Education, how would you define that?
Exhausting.
Has the process of everything you were trying to accomplish over that year, have you accomplished what you set out to do?
Well, there are many good things that have happened in the school district, you know, and things get sidetracked with other things that are, you know, not what we need to do in, for our children. But I think that when you see our kids that graduated with high honors and are going to every college and university in this United States, you can see that the progress and the good that these kids have received in the school district and have gone on to bigger and better things.
Do you think that Superintendent T.C. Wallace has done a good job from your perspective? And if you could speak for the board from the board's perspective as a whole?
You know, I would never speak for the board as a whole, okay? Because I think that I'll speak for myself. And I'm not the president, so I cannot do that anyway. But as my personal opinion is that when T.C. Wallace came in, we had many challenges. We have implemented some programs that have brought us into compliance. 2 out of 3 high schools made AYP, and our middle schools made AYP and elementaries. In the long stretch, I think we have done a lot of good in terms of the programs that have been implemented. Our magnet schools continue to be good schools, have been highlighted nationally as great schools. Our other schools continue to be making progress. So I think in general, in the long run, I think we have done good in terms of achievement of our kids. Now you have testing on and off, and, you know, it depends on the day of the test, how those kids are feeling, and so on and so forth. But if you look at the big picture, I think we have done a good job.
Do you anticipate Mr. Wallace to have a positive review, and do you anticipate he will be allowed to stay on the job?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but Dr. Wallace has a contract, you know, and I think that the review, the evaluation is just being called. I mean, I cannot tell you how this will do, but I think that he'll have an evaluation that will allow him to make some decisions, I think, you know. Whatever he's got planned for his future, it's his plan. I don't know what it is, but he only has a certain time left on the contract.
Merit scores were released a couple of weeks ago, and that is testing from juniors from around the state of Michigan. And while schools like Williamston and DeWitt and East Lansing and Okemos and so on fared well, Lansing School District juniors did not fare well. As a matter of fact, they were some of the lowest in the mid-Michigan area. What did you think when you saw those test scores?
That's disappointing, you know. Obviously, I mean, I'm not going to say that, you know, anything about it. It's disappointing. We'll have to look at the data, you know, find out where we need to do extra hard, you know, to prepare those kids for the MME test. I personally believe that those tests that are administered on a certain day for kids that have been otherwise not at the classroom for a full year may not be very indicative of what happens, but that's besides the point. I think we just have to go back and look at those scores, see what needs to be done to do better next year.
When we look at the budget for the next calendar year, you just got through this one, but thinking about next year, do you know where that budget stands? Is there what is the deficit at this point in time?
Well, Tony, we have used all our fund balance to balance the budget this year. That means we have a little, if any, fund balance left. So from that perspective, you know, we're very looking at a hole of that amount, which is about $10 million. We're going to have to work extra hard to see that that whatever we use through the year, it's used in the best way possible. So to ameliorate some of that the hole, and I don't know what the state's going to do next year, but it seems like the state is going to continue to cut our funding per pupil. So, but that'll be, I don't know, at this time.
Has the unions, especially the LSEA, been helpful in helping you get through not only the budget process, but to find ways to improve not only merit scores, but other test scores which Lansing kids need to improve in?
Well, they were very good in terms of our organized labor. You know, our labor groups were all into the table and pitched in, you know, to help us through this budget. And I think that, by and large, LSEA wants to help the district deal with student achievement. And I think that this conversation we'll be having with them, you know, starting in how we reorganize our school district. You know, we talked about right-sizing the district, and I think we need to do it in terms of what's best for children, what's best for kids, what's the best learning situation, and certainly the LSEA will certainly help us, I hope, define that.
Do you think we will see any more school closings in the future, especially a high school?
Well, you take it numbers-wise. I think we need to focus on our building size. We need three high schools. If we don't, which high school is this? Is this the one that is more likely to close? I don't know. That's why we need to do a good job in going through that process. And we need the help of everyone. And what we need to do, or we need to have, is that the community at large will understand that we need to do something, and not come up and be upset because we closed school X, Y, or Z.
When we talk about the budget process, when we talk about improving test scores, when we talk about improving the school district, Mr. Lopez, from your perspective, what can parents do to help you?
One of the things that the parents can do is ensure that kids are in class. You know, if they're in class, there's a better chance that they will be learning the materials. If they're not in school, you know, what can you do? You know, when they come in and out, you know, and do not go to school on a regular basis, that's a problem. Parents need to also, or not they need to, but we hope that parents would get involved in the school, in the life of the school, you know, in the schools that their children go to. In middle school, you know, and we need parents to come forth and help out with their ideas and with their support, and looking at the fact that kids are getting hopefully the best possible education.
Guillermo Lopez is the Lansing School District Board of Education board member. Mr. Lopez, as always, thanks so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tony.